style.
What is it about that that you like?
Well, first of all, freedom. Freedom is more important to me than money.
Right.
And I like the ability.
And what do you mean by freedom?
Time freedom.
Time freedom. That's good.
I like to make my own decisions. I like to be able to do what I want to do at my convenience.
Now, are you one of those kind of people that don't like to be told what time to go to work, what time to come home, what time to go to lunch, what time to come back from lunch?
I am.
What time to take a break, what time to come back from break?
I've never had that since the military. And then even then, as an officer, I didn't have it then.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, that's what motivates me to be self-employed is, I just never did like being told stuff like that.
No, well, you don't get me to do things telling me.
Right.
No, it don't work. I'm a driver. So when you deal with these different profiles, behavior profiles, I'm a driver.
Right. Well, share with us a little bit about what you had to do to get the RSD.
Well, first of all, I had to decide to put the time in to do it.
That's number one right there was a decision that you made, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure you're on the
top. Before we go any further, let me ask everybody on the call to hit *6 on your phone so we can keep this line open. And if I call upon you, you can always open that line up by hitting *6 again, and that will allow you to come back online, okay? Now, once again, share with us a little bit about how you got to RSD after making the decision. That's what you wanted to do.
Correct. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, once I made the decision, then I had to, of course, plan what I was going to do.
Right.
I think it's important, well, it was important to me how I even arrived at the decision. I opened up my mail quite late, about mid-July. I opened up mail and saw that there was a special being run for $1.
Right.
To get members into the business. So
right.
I was motivated by that because I was thinking of people who would come in at that $1 special. So
right.
One night I decided to then go through the material and start listening to my university training course. I did that up until about 11 o'clock at night, and I went to bed. I couldn't sleep, so I got back up, and I ended up staying up all night till 7 the next morning, going through all of the DVDs and setting up my plan and so forth, and I started working. And that next day, I went to the business opportunity meeting because I needed to be brought up to date in terms of what was taking place. And Orrin was in the process of starting to take those meetings over.
Right.
So I continued to go to the meetings because I wanted to support him.
So as we're going through here, I just want to ask a couple of questions. So did you find that going through that material, watching the new broker orientation, to be pretty valuable?
Oh, absolutely.
So would you encourage everybody that's on this call to take the time up to go into the bedroom, pull back the blankets and the sheets that's hanging over, and pull that box out from under the bed?
Well, I'll tell you what, I stayed up all night.
Because there are a lot of people, you know, when they get that broker kit, they just slide it under the bed or put it in the closet and don't really go through it.
That's what I did.
Yep.
Once I looked at it, my eyes were wide open, and I said, you know, there's more to this than I thought it was.
Right.
And it's the residual income, the fact that there's immediate vesting, and that residual income is the great motivator for me because my grandson is going to be the recipient.
What is your definition of residual income?
Well, that's income that keeps coming in after you've done the business once. That's income that continues to come in without...
So unlike putting in an 8 to 10 hour day job, which most people do, they go out and they work real, real hard. It might be anything from digging a ditch to putting up a fence to cooking ham and eggs to doing database entry to painting the house, right?
That's right.
You get paid for it one time, rather it be $10 an hour, $25 an hour, $50 an hour, it zeros out and starts all over.
That's right.
So what you're saying is you go out and you put in that same amount of time and energy, but yet you get paid this month, again next month, again 6 months, and again a year from now for what you did at one time.
That's right. I could take...
That's powerful stuff.
That's right.
Go ahead.
So I could take the same energy, but I'm applying it now elsewhere. So now it's being compounded. I'm receiving that earlier income, and now I'm getting new income, wherein other people were just changing time for dollars. They're continually doing the same thing.
Powerful stuff. So does it make sense to you that building a team of people to do the same thing is a whole lot better than you trying to do it all by yourself?
Oh, of course. Leverage is one of the benefits of being in this business. Otherwise, I'd continue to sell real estate.
Now, what in the world do you mean by leverage?
Well, you're maximizing your effort by leverage. You're getting you're maximizing what you can do.
Okay.
You're benefiting from the efforts of others.
You didn't have a clue was going to do an interview, did you?
Well, that's all right.
You're doing an amazing job. I appreciate you taking time out. You're just doing an awesome job. I appreciate that. So what does it make sense that, let's say for an example, here's kind of the way this thing works. Let's say that you and I open up a nice hamburger restaurant, okay? And, you know, business is pretty good. I go to you and I say, you know what? I think I'm going to go to the north side and open up a location. The south side here is doing great. I'm going to go to the north side and open up a location. You keep on doing what you're doing here. So I go to the north side and duplicate what we did on the south side, right?
Yes.
And we get that up and running. Now we got two locations. Now I've got a manager there and you got a manager there, and here's what we do. You go and say, you stay here. I'm going to run over here on the east side and open up a location. You're doing a great job here. I say the same thing to my system manager. I say, you know what? You're doing a great job. Stay here, and I'm going to go on the west side and open up a location. Now we got four thriving operations because we duplicated ourselves.
Correct.
And then the next 90 days, those guys do the same. So we go from 4 to 8. And then the next 90 days, those people do the same thing. We go from 8 to 16.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they call us McDonald's, and we got over 50,000 locations worldwide.
Right.
That's kind of powerful.
That's right. Geometric progression.
Yep. So you don't necessarily have to be the smartest guy in town, and you don't necessarily have to be the hardest working guy in town. You just got to have consistency in doing something each and every day to advance your business.
I believe in that.
Yeah. What did you find to be your number one challenge in getting to RSD?
Well, I don't really consider it a challenge because I've done this type of thing before, but the key is following up with the people.
Did you have to discipline yourself to follow up with people?
Well, yes. I mean, okay. I've been working on commissions for the last 30 years.
Okay. So what advice would you give a person who's never done network marketing, who's never been on straight commission, what advice would you give them tonight on developing a good habit and doing follow-up?
Well, first of all, they need to commit to what they're doing. If they're working with a person, or if they have already contacted a person and their intent was to get that person involved in the business with them, then they need to make the commitment to continually follow up with that person until the person tells them emphatically no, or they know for sure that the person has no further interest.
We're getting a little bit of background noise. If somebody just recently come on, please hit *6 on their phone. Knock out any ground noise. All right, go ahead.
The key is that by following up, the other person has to know that you have a genuine interest in them. Once they can determine that you have an interest in them, they're more likely to be receptive to what you're talking about. I think we spend too much time describing the product and that type of thing, as opposed to letting the person know that we genuinely have an interest in them.
Sell from your heart instead of your hip national.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Let them know that you're interested in where their needs are. Either they have a need or there's a problem. You either solve their problem or you provide a need. But you got to know what it is, and you won't know until you ask them, instead of going right in explaining your product. They don't even hear you if you're not addressing either their need or solving the problem.
Yep.
And the simple way to find out is simply ask them, do you need extra money, or what is your problem? Do you need more time? Would you like to have more time? Well, let me show you how you can have more time with this. That's what they want to hear. They can get all the details later.
What's in it for me?
That's right. That's the question they're always thinking about.
You know, that's a real powerful point. You know, it's kind of like the old radio station, WIFM.
That's right.
Everybody write that down, WIFM. What's in it for me? People don't care how much you know till they know how much you care.
That's right.
And that's real powerful. Man, we appreciate you sharing that information with us. I think everybody got a little something out of that. And congratulations once again on your promotion. And we got you marked down here. We're looking for bigger and better things from you.
Well, thank you. I'm working with a great guy.
You got that right. Oren?
I'm here.
All right, buddy. Congratulations once again. You've promoted three people into regional sales directors. And let's interview you for just a minute. First off, you know, share with everybody you and your background.
Well, very quickly, I'm a teacher by trade, former teacher and educator, and did that for about 20 years here locally, and decided that I wanted to, I had always done a little network marketing on the side. I've been in network marketing since way back then. And found one 20 years later that allowed me to leave teaching and did very well, went to the top of the company in a very short period of time, and then unfortunately had a very scurrilous business partner. I lost a lot of money. That's what it boiled down to. So I had to find out that I had to go back into the workforce and decided to, rather than go back to teaching, because I got used to a different lifestyle, I said the only way I can try to kind of recover is I've got to look at sales or whatever, and I looked at other businesses and it just wasn't hitting it for me, and so I ended up selling Steinways, the world's finest pianos. And if anybody out here thinks that Steinway's not the finest piano, that's okay, we can argue later. but anyway, made a very, very good living doing that for the next 6.5 years, and I looked probably, Mike, at about maybe 150, 200 network marketing businesses, and had really decided to develop a 10-point criteria that if the company does not meet these 10 points, then it's not for me, whatever. And darn it, I didn't find in January of this year, here comes Ameriplan down the pike, and it met 9 out of 10, which was good, because my 10th one was that the company should have a car bonus program. But you know what? Most companies don't have any kind of incentive programs.
Right.
Okay. Ameriplan does give you trips and things like that. So that's my car bonus program. So
would it hurt your feelings if I tell you they're putting together one?
Would it hurt my feelings?
Yeah.
No, shoot. Yeah, I'd go down to Dallas personally
to read your mind, because that's not too far down the road is a car program here.
Is that market. Right?
Yep.
Well, folks, you heard it here tonight.
Right.
But that was part of my, that was on the 10-point criteria. The most important thing to me was that the company was strong, the captains of the ship were, put the business together, that are legal, they're good people, they're Christian people, or they actually build the business on Christian principles, because it doesn't matter to me what religion, but the point is that it has to be viable, and it's honest, and the people have to be honest and trustworthy and things like that. So I did a lot of looking and what have you, and my goodness, I couldn't even punch a hole in this if I tried. And when I started looking at the marketing plan, I said, I've got to do this. So I started part-time and decided that, a few months, I want to go ahead and do this full-time. So I left the piano business. And
right, so you did that, and you started working this thing. Share with us what you had to do to go through to hit RSD.
Well, Ed really touched on a lot of it, because I've known Ed for a good 10 years now. Ed was in business with me before.
I'm listening to a screaming call, man.
I'm sorry, hello?
Sorry.
Be sure and hit *6 on your phone to knock out any background noise, please, if you just joined in. Thank you.
Anyway, what we had to do is, the most important thing that I've always found out is that I wanted to tell everybody that I knew. Now, I'll tell you something, Mike. It's really interesting when you meet people and they say that, oh my goodness, I don't know anybody or whatever. I know everybody. If you lived in a closet, you know 40 people. That's the way I look at it. But I started writing down everybody that I knew. Now, weirdos tend to be a little different than what I've done in the past, because sometimes I know how people have an apprehension about talking to people that they know or whatever, or family members or whatever. I figured I was just going to get that out of the way. Well, lo and behold, I was just going to tell everybody that I knew it, because there were some things that were important to me. This business is in the health industry. I looked at the timing. I looked at the need out there, and I said, you know what? This is something I can be very, very proud of. I mean, I want people to know about this. So I started telling everybody that I knew, and believe it or not, even family members decided that it was something that they wanted, so they would sign up for memberships or something like that. So it wasn't real hard to go out there and tell a few friends and get them excited about coming in business. So it's just a matter of doing that.
Okay. So were the 6 and 4, were most of those people out of your warm market?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you kind of follow the blueprint that we suggest, and that's make a list. Everybody know Fog of Mirror.
That's right.
Simply go and let them know that you're in business. And, you know, if we opened up a taco stand, we'd tell everybody we sell tacos. If we opened up a carpet store, we'd let everybody sell carpet. So if we open up a benefit store, we need to let everybody know we market benefits. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, Mike. I'll tell you, I would never, ever want to open up a business and then not invite my friends or tell family members or whatever and then have them find out I did and then get upset with it or whatever.
Everybody has the right to say no.
That's exactly right. I can't make that decision for them.
Right, right.
You know, and a lot of times people generally tend to make decisions for people, and it's really not fair, because you have no idea whether that person that you're not going to talk to, that you know, that you might be close to, they may know somebody that this thing is for, or they're looking for it or whatever. I mean, heck, 7 out of 10 people in this country, you know, need what we have.
Due to time, Evan, let's kind of move forward here a little bit. So now you've gone out and you got your 6 and 4. What did you do to find 3 people to become RSD so you could get promoted to senior?
Well, you know, it's funny, too, because the people that I actually brought on to get my 4 and 6, only one actually went to RSD.
Uh-huh.
Ed has been an old friend. I've been after Ed for a while, but, you know, Ed has been trying to get his golf game together. I don't know whether he has or not, but he just decided later on to come in. And then another gentleman, Bukasa, who became an RSD, I got through an ad that I actually.
So you went out and got your 4 through the warm market, and then you continue to add more people to get to regional sales director, rather than just waiting on those 4 people to get up and do something.
You got it.
Continue to add.
You got it.
Okay, cool. That'll work. So, you know, what are some of the things that you think's important for the people who are brand new online with us right now that they need to be doing to get to RSD? What would you suggest to them to, you know, to do? Once again, this is an open line. It's live. We got some background noise. If you'll hit *6 on your phone, knock out any kind of radio, TV, or background noise. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, what I would tell them, you know, I think it probably Ed said it best, is the follow-up. It's very important when you do. Sometimes we're all human beings, and we're all apt to err. But a lot of times we get excited about something, we tell somebody about something, or we pass them out a DVD or whatever, and then we don't follow up with them. That follow-up is key.
Right, right. Absolutely. I mean, everybody that's married on this telephone, which is probably most of the people, right? If they hadn't have done good follow-up, they wouldn't be married.
That's true.
But what would you tell somebody who's never been in business before, who's never done network marketing before, how would you tell them to develop a good habit? What procedure would you tell them to go through to be able to do good follow-up?
Well, first of all, develop a why. Why are you doing it? Okay. And set some goals. I know
what I want to hear from you is how to do follow-up, not how to set goals.
Oh, okay.
You've talked to me, John Brown. Now, what would you do with my name so I'd be sure to be on your follow-up list down the road?
Well, first of all, I would certainly get back to you either by phone or...
Are you going to teach everybody how to just write a name down on a napkin?
Oh, of course not.
All right, that's what I want to know. I want to know, what would you teach somebody to do good? Because we got a lot of people here that's never been in network marketing. They've never been in business for themselves. What I teach in the old days, especially before computers, is to go down to the office supply and get a recipe type box with some 3x5 index cards, along with 1 through 31 tab cards, along with the months, January through December. And then let's say that I talk to Charlie Brown, and Charlie Brown's in the swimming pool business. I talk to him. I got all this information. I put that down on a 3x5 card. And let's say Charlie Brown, I'm talking to him in July. Well, that's the hottest part of the season. He's busy. He is swamped. He's working day and night, right? Well, what's he doing in December? He ain't cleaning pools near like he is in June or July. So I turn that name over, and I put it down in October or maybe November to do my follow-up, and I forget about Charlie Brown until it comes October, and his name pops up, and I says, oh, yeah, here's Charlie Brown, swimming pool maintenance business. He's probably got a little extra time on his hand now. I'm going to give him a call. So what system do you use to do follow-up?
Well, I started out using a card file, too, until I went on and transferred a lot of the information onto the computer. So
if a person has a computer, great. If he don't have a computer, you can use the old-fashioned shoebox method, right?
Right. You can use shoebox method. You can use a card file. Some of the stuff that works for me is that when I'm away from the computer, a lot of times I will put things in my planner as well, too. So, and, of course, you know, you get a planner with the app pack, so, and it's all geared towards Ameriplan business. So that's very, very helpful as well, too.
Very powerful. And you can order, even if you didn't come out with the app pack, you can order that separate from the price list. And what an awesome tool is the Daytimer to keep you in, a good rhythm of doing follow-up and so forth.
It's an outstanding tool, Mike. It's an outstanding.
Yep, absolutely, without doubt. Okay, what final information would you like to leave the brand new people online with us that are shooting?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that, because one of the things that I would basically say to people is that one of the reasons why people don't make it in network marketing is because they give up and quit. Don't quit. When you get involved in this business, first of all, it's a fantastic opportunity. It's a fantastic business. But commit yourself to a good year to doing this business and follow the principles that are laid down. We've got lots of tools out here now that I know a lot of people in the business years ago didn't have. So it's easier to build the business, or let's put it this way, it's simpler to build the business now than probably it was 6, 7, 8 years ago. And you can probably build it faster by just following using the tools and following the steps that are laid out. And Mike, I've never seen anything laid out to you, you know, A, B, C, D, just laid out for you. All you got to do is follow those. And commit yourself to a good year to this business. Give
Absolutely.
It a chance to work.
Absolutely. Well, buddy, congratulations to your success and your promotion today to hit regional sales director, and we certainly look forward to you. One other thing I'd like to bring up before I let you go is, as you know, you came to the conference.
Mm-hmm.
You and I got to meet for the first time live and in person.
Okay. That's true.
And then, matter of fact, we had a bunch of people over the house. We had a great time. Had a great time. Had a big pizza party over here, shot pool, and just had a good old time.
Uh-huh.
How much importance would you put on people getting to California and Anaheim for the leadership conference that's coming up in October?
Boy, am I glad you said that, too, because if there's anybody on this phone, line now that has not been to a conference, I'll tell you what, it will make the biggest difference in how your business will grow. Because I'll tell you, I got involved in the business in January, went to RSD in February, the conference is in June, things slowed up, stuck with it or whatever. But as soon as I went to the conference in June and saw it, Mike, it was almost like being there at the Academy Awards. It was that good, maybe even better. And as soon as I got home, I went to work.
We're getting some background noise. If you would, please hit star 6 on your phone. Hit star 6 on your phone. Hello, please hit star 6 on your phone. Once
maybe
again, we're on a live call here. If you'll hit star 6 on your phone, knock out any background noise. Thank you.
Maybe they got that rotary dial phone. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was saying that the conference literally gives you a sense that Ameriplan is for real.
Absolutely.
It's for real. And when I got home, I not only was I pumped up, I stayed pumped up, because all of a sudden things started just clicking, started falling in place. So we want to build the business now by telling others when they come in, you build towards that impending event. It's extremely important, because when you get there, guarantee you're going to see your business grow.
Did it cost you money to go?
Well,
ultimately?
Yeah, ultimately, yeah. I mean, you know, I'm going
ultimately
to
it didn't, because it increased your income.
Well, that's true.
Right. Had you not gone, you probably, you know, just simply by going, probably accelerated your business by 6 months.
I would agree. Okay. I would say about 6 months.
So it easily, would it be fair to say that it easily, just by showing up, you probably earned 3 to 4 times what it cost you to get here by being here?
Oh, there's no question. A lot more than that. But
yeah.
The point is, that's a very, very good point. And that's why I made my mind then, down there, I signed up for Anaheim in October while I was at convention in June.
So a person listening to the call here tonight can't say, well, it's going to cost me money to go. No, what it's really going to do is going to cost you money if you don't go.
If you don't go. That's a good point.
Is that a true statement?
That's a true statement.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you being once again on the call with us. Congratulations to your success.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys, we're going to move forward here. There's two major topics I want to touch on before we get off the line here tonight. And just what a pleasure it is to be here, be part of y'all's success team. I want to kind of share with you my personal philosophy. And you're certainly welcome to use this and write it down. You know, in my opinion, every Ameriplan broker is the most important person in my business. You are not dependent on me. I am dependent on you. You are not an interruption of my work. You are the purpose of it. Our service is not a favor. You favor us by allowing us to serve you. So bring us your needs. It is our privilege to handle them. And I want to personally thank each and every one of you for being on our success team. So that's how I feel about it. Don't know how you feel about it, but, you know, two things that I want to touch in on tonight. And number one is you know, a lot of us are packing our bags tonight, and we're on our way to just an awesome, awesome leadership retreat in Vancouver, British Columbia, with a trip over to Victoria, British Columbia. And then from there, several of us are having the privilege of staying a few extra days and going over to Whistler's Resort. Now, I'm not saying that to rub it in any way, shape, or form. I'm saying that out of love, the fact that there's over 100 of us heading for Canada in Vancouver, British Columbia, the expense of Ameriplan, and they're picking up the tab, they're buying our ticket, they're buying our hotel, they're buying our meals, and it's just going to be one totally awesome trip. And congratulations to Janie Jones and Mike for, they're going to be heading out to Vancouver, as well as Wendy and Ken Imons, and just big old congratulations to them. But I'm saying that to say that everybody on this call tonight has a shot, a very serious shot, on going on the next trip, and that's in Hawaii. And if you just signed up today, or if you've been around for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, makes no difference, you have a shot at building a business and having an income that the company will send you, all expenses paid, from wherever you are, fly you into Hawaii, and just have the time of your life. Now, the only way you can get there is to go to work, and to start recruiting members and start recruiting brokers. And you got to build a team, doggone it. And we've got a business plan to build a team. Now, we heard both of the young men on the call tonight talk about, you know, hitting the RSD, which is your first goal. Go out and get 6 and 4, and then helping a few of those people as you're recruiting more to go do the exact same thing. So it's really about 6-4, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. Just a repeat of that. So one of the problems that people have is people to talk to. Now, obviously, number one thing to do is to get into your warm market have a big old open house, let everybody know, you know, that you're in business, and, you know, get to regional sales director. Well, here's the cool part. For those people who hit regional sales director anywhere in our organization, I'm putting together, and we will make the major announcement when we get back from Canada. We have purchased a database of over 6 million names of people who have been involved in network marketing, who are presently involved in network marketing. We're going to have names, addresses, and phone numbers, over 6 million contacts. And if you're an RSD above, and you are serious about building a business, and you need people to talk to, I want you to send me an email and let me know that you're going to, you know, that you're interested in picking up the telephone and calling some contacts. Because the key is going to be he or she who talks to the most people wins. The reason Janie Jones is the number one recruiter is because she talks to lots of people. That is a clue. All the top recruiters in the company, whether it be Janie or Stacy or Jeff or Ned or Joe Blanton or Joe Straw, you know, makes no difference. The number one thing they do is talk to people. So we have put together a database and a software program that we can sort by name, by address, by city, by zip code, and we're going to have over 6 million people to talk to. We're going to provide you with a script. The script would be something like this. Hey, Charlie Brown, my name is Mike McDonald. I know you probably don't know me, but I got your name here from our marketing department, and I understand that you have been involved in network marketing. Let me ask you, if the timing was right and the money was right, would you be willing to take a look at something? Now, either they're going to say yes or no. Our goal is to get them to first base. And if they say, yes, I might be interested in looking at something, boom, we now get them either to the internet, to look at our website, which is simple as abc.com, to watch a video, we've now got them to second base. Or we put them on the sizzle message, we've now got them to second base. Or we now drop something in the mail to them like a DVD, and we've now got them to second base. So if even though you're not regional sales director at this point, you can start building, and the minute you get regional sales director, you can qualify to be on the team and start getting unlimited contacts. Now, I need to know you're in the game. So what you need to do is send me an email that says, I'm in the game. You know, granted, this is not a game. It is a business. But we need to, you know, it's just like playing football or baseball. It's a business, but it's also a game. We got to have fun at what we're doing. The three things we can promise you. One, we have a lot of fun. Two, we make a lot of money. And three, we make nobody mad. We don't burn any relationships. We don't burn any bridges. So if, you know, if you are willing to pick up the phone, I know sometimes that phone may weigh 35 pounds, but if you're willing to be teachable and you're willing to be coachable and you know, you're willing to, you know, follow this business plan, keep in mind, Mark Jarvis to $1 million before the internet was up and running with Ameriplan. He, you know, I mean, he just recently, in the last year and a half or so, got involved on the internet. Now, internet marketing is a great tool, but it is a tool. It's just like a hammer's a tool, a saw's a tool, a fax machine's a tool, a cell phone's a tool, the computer's a tool, but it's not the tool shed. So, yeah, you're still going to be doing some marketing on the internet. But the number one thing that you have to do is pick up the phone and call Charlie Brown or Susie and say, Susie, my name is Mike McDonald, boom, and start a conversation with people. That's the only way you're going to build this business is talk to people. So if that sounds like something you want to participate in, let me know by sending me an email that says, I'm in the game. And we're going to put together a leadership team of people. And we are going to provide you with unlimited contacts of people that you can talk to. Because our goal is to get you to Hawaii. And if you get to Hawaii, that means you have a minimum income of $35,000 a year residual. Minimum. So our goal is to have the biggest representation in Hawaii of anybody in the company. right now, I can honestly sit here and tell you that we have the fastest growing group at Ameriplan, and I can say that with enthusiasm, and I can say that with knowing that it's a true statement. And I just personally want to thank each and every one of you once again for being on our success team, because obviously we can't make it without you. And I do not take that for granted, and I appreciate each and every one of you being on the call. The second thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about was the fact that, I just went blank here. What was the second thing I wanted to talk about? Doggone it, I can't believe I did that. The lead generation program, and man, I tell you what, that is a sign of senioritis, isn't it?
Senior moment.
Is that you, Kelly?
Nope. Jackie in Florida.
Ah, Jackie. Okay. Well, daggum, it was two things, and I didn't write them down, that I was going to talk about tonight. One of them was the LEAD program, and the other one was, I know what it was. I got it now. Man, it's even bigger than the LEAD program. What I'm looking for also is to personally mentor and coach some people. Now, this is going to be a very tough assignment. Now, I don't want you to send an email says that you know, you want to be part of this leadership team and only be halfway serious. You got to be so daggum serious that no matter what I ask you to do, you will do it. But I want to personally mentor and coach some people to success. I've been very, very blessed to have had tremendous success in network marketing. I've helped take 4 companies to over $100 million. Set the record here at Ameriplan of going from zero to $100,000 in residual income quicker than anybody in the history of the company. And I'm very proud to say that record still holds. Hopefully somebody down the road will break that record. But it does require a few things, a few secrets, you know, that's not necessarily network marketing related, but it's personal development related. So if you are a serious person on this phone, and you are serious about Ameriplan, and you are serious about getting to $100,000 a year lifetime residual income, and you are willing to commit to a training program, and you have to give me 1 day a week, okay, for a specialized training, and we're going to be breaking these up in classes of 6, no more than 6 people to a class. And if you're willing and you want to be in that class, be one of the people that are personally coached by me, then I need to hear from you. And send me an email. And in the subject line, put in there coaching. Okay, just put in the subject line, coaching. And I will get back with you when I get back from Canada, and we will set up an opportunity for you to be on one of our coaching teams. Once again, I need a serious commitment. This is not fun and games. This is a serious commitment for those people who are willing to step up and do whatever it takes, okay, and just put in the subject line, coaching. And we will put together 6 people, and we will do some personal coaching for you, and I guarantee you it will make you a better person, a better sponsor, a better mom, and a better dad, and it will put you in position to have more success in life than you've ever, ever experienced in your life.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
This is Kelly. Could you tell everybody your email address?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
My email address is mikemc@airmail.net. That's mikemc@airmail.net. So those are the 2 major things, and, we got a lead. Unlimited lead program coming up where you're going to be able to have unlimited leads and people to talk to, and a lot of times it's going to be people possibly right there in your own backyard within, 50 miles of you or 100 miles of you, people that you can meet for coffee, people you can meet for dinner or lunch and be able to, connect with these people, because this is a business about relationships. Just like the last convention we had here in Dallas, we had a ton of people over here at the house, and we just all hung out together, we broke bread together, and we laughed together, and we sang together, and we just really became serious friends. And that's what it's all about, folks, is having serious relationships with people. Then the second thing, once again, is if you want to be personally coached, this is going to be a 6-week program. And, you know, you're going to have to commit to me, you know, 1 hour, once a week, for 6 weeks, and be seriously committed. And all you got to do, if you're interested in the LEAD program, just send me an email that says, I'm in the game. And if you want to be on the coaching team, send me an email in the subject line, just put coaching, and we will get back with you and set that schedule up. So right now, you know, we're going to spend the next, give us about 10 minutes here. We're just going to kind of, if you have a question, hit *6. If you don't have a question, leave your background noise out. But if you have a particular question that you would like to ask, we'll open up the line for any question. Just tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what your question is, and we'll spend the next few minutes or so trying to answer any questions anybody might have on any subject, including politics.
Hey, Mike?
Yes?
This is Leland from Florida. I have a question.
Yes, sir?
With the coaching, do you want us to put, like, why we want to be coached by you, or is just the headline enough?
At this point, the headline's enough, and then I will sort through that and get back with you on why. Now, you know what? I think that is a good idea. You know, let's just go ahead and knock that out now. Put in the subject line coaching, and then tell me why you want to be personally mentored and personally coached. That's a grand idea. It's a grand idea. So do that. Go ahead and put coaching in the subject line and why you want to be personally mentored and coached.
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is Tim from Baltimore.
Yes, sir, Baltimore.
What's your email address again?
Mike MC. That's for Mike McDonald. Mike MC at airmail.net.
Okay, then the other question is, you'll coach anybody or RFDs and above or
anybody,
what?
This one is for anybody that wants to be coached.
Okay.
The other one is RSDs and above, because I believe you got to get to RSD by, you know, approve some leadership capabilities, and then we will, you know, take you on with some other stuff at that point. But no, that's open to anybody on the coaching.
Okay, thank you.
You just got to have a big old want to.
That's it.
Mike, this is Jackie in Florida. Can
yes, ma'am.
A quick question about the coaching program. You said it's going to require 1 day a week commitment for 6 weeks.
Correct. One day, 1 hour, 1 day a week for 6 weeks.
Oh.
In other words, the training class will probably be somewhere around an hour long.
And it'll be like a phone?
It'll be a phone conversation with six of us on the phone at one time.
Perfect.
And you will have assignments to do, and you will be expected to do them by the following week. And then there will be a six-week course, and it's going to be tough. It's doable, but I promise you it'll make you a better person, a better wife, and a better husband, or whatever it might be, and a better parent and a better sponsor in the whole nine yards. It's going to be on personal development. It's not about a script, not about what to say and how to say it. We're going to teach you how to posture yourself and how to enjoy yourself and how to get the best out of life.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Mike, this is Dave from Rochester Hills.
Yes, sir.
And I sent an email to you, but we wondered, address sometime on one of your training calls, what happens when you over the membership or to someone and they say, well, I already have pretty good insurance.
Obviously, if they already have insurance, in most cases, you're probably just going to have to say next on that part of it. The next question would be, well, how's your income? But if somebody has insurance, you know, our job is not to get them off the insurance. Our job is to provide people who don't have the coverage that we offer. A lot of people have insurance, but it does not cover what's considered luxury benefits, such as dental, vision, prescription, and chiropractic services. So that would be an add-on to what they may already have. But if somebody already has an insurance product that does include dental, vision, prescription, chiropractic, then the really only thing I have to offer them is time freedom and how to generate a residual income and how to retire a millionaire. Does that make sense?
Yes. Does the Ameriplan program work with someone has a dental? Can they use the...
Odds are not.
Probably
odds
not.
Are not. It depends on how their product is written up. Here's a scenario that would work if it's, you know, depending on what kind of a product that they have. if they have a product that is got a deductible to it and they send in a claim and they pay off the claim, then what you would do, let's say like you needed a root canal. Let's say the root canal was $800. Let's say that you used the Ameriplan benefits and you got that cost from $800 down to $325. Did you save money?
Yes.
Then you take that $325 and you send it into Blue Cross Blue Shield and they pay a percentage of that claim.
Yes.
Then you can use it that way.
See, I suspect that the people, some of the people I'm talking to, think they've got it covered and I couldn't possibly help them. And what I need to do is...
Well, here's what I found is the people that have a dental plan. I say, awesome. What was your first name again?
David.
David. I said, man, awesome. Awesome, David. I'm glad that you've got a dental plan, an insurance product. But I could really use your help. Could you help me out on something?
Okay, what's that?
I've just gotten started here at Ameriplan. Don't know a whole lot about the difference between discount plans and insurance plans. Would you allow me to compare my plan with your plan and see how this plan works out just for the fun of it?
Oh, that's cool.
Now, what you're going to find is most cases, they would say yes to that, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right. What I'm going to find is you have a deductible. I don't. You have a cap. I don't. You have a waiting period. I don't. You with me?
Yes.
And you're paying $40 a month for that. And I say, wow, you've got a $500 deductible. I have a zero deductible. Wow, you got a $1,500 a year cap. I have no cap. Wow. You're paying $40 a month. I'm only charging $19.95 a month. Wow. Now, how do you feel about your product?
I think yours could help.
There you go. So I've seen people say, you know what, I'm going to drop this and take yours.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you turn it around and say, man, I am so glad that you've got that because now that allows me an opportunity to do something. Would you help me out? I'm brand new in this thing. I've only been involved with Ameriplan a few weeks or a few months or whatever, and I would really like to compare this to a real honest-to-goodness insurance product. Would you allow me to compare my product up against yours? And you'll find that we'll win 100% of the time.
That's what I suspected.
Yep. Well, you suspected right. Yes. Next question.
My name is Anna, and I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. I'm a new broker, and I'd like to add to that I was terminated by the airline. And that's how I came up on Ameriplan.
Uh-huh.
At the time, through Colgram, I didn't realize my benefits were going to be $1,000 a month.
Right.
And so for my husband to pick me up, even with the city, it was going to be $500 and something with the kids. So long story short, I could not believe what I was able, you know, for Maxine calling me out of Richmond, telling me. I asked her, how can I do this?
Excuse me just a minute. Please remember we have an open line here. If you're talking in the background, hit star 6 on your phone so we can all hear the comments and questions here tonight, please.
I thought it was such a blessing. I said, I've got to know and get this myself to bless other people.
Absolutely.
So that's how I came into the business because I could not believe the savings at all that I could have. And now that when the medical rolls out, I need to know when it may roll in North Carolina because I'm just so excited because I have a story. It's true.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And I tell you what, we are on a mission here. You know, our mission is see to it that each and every person across America has affordable health care and has the opportunity for financial freedom. Because that, you know, that is so, you know, my daughter, 24 years old, makes over $36,000 a year lifetime residual income. She's a single mom. You know, think about $36,000 a year coming in every year, every month. You know, her check's right at $3,000 a month. I mean, that is powerful.
Yes, it is.
What kind of freedom can you have with an extra $3,000 to $4,000 a month coming in residually? Folks, that's what we offer here. This is not some kind of picnic. This is the real deal. But thank you for sharing that with us. Any other comments? Questions?
One more.
Yes.
This is Tiersa calling from Pennsylvania.
Yes, ma'am.
What would you say to prospective members who would say, well, I would like to see a list of providers in your area before I sign up for a monthly plan to see what their options are?
Well, here's what I would say. Your first name again?
Tiersa.
Tiersa? I say, Tiersa, I really think that's a grand idea. here's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to allow you to look at all of our providers. Now, we're teamed up with some of the biggest household names in America. We're talking Sears, Penney's, Eckerd, Walgreens, Kroger, Tom Thumb, iMaster, Pearle Vision, just to mention a few. Now, all of them have already checked us out, right?
Okay.
Now, I don't know where in the world you could check that they haven't checked.
Okay.
But here's what I'm willing to do. I'm willing to go ahead and send you out an information pack and, you know, use it as much as you want for the next 30 days. If for any reason you're not 100% satisfied, then you can simply cancel the plan. It won't cost you a dime.
Okay, so throw that out as an option.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, all we need to do is go ahead and get your information into the computer. They'll send you out a membership pack. They'll send you out the membership cards. They'll send you out a list of all the providers in your area, and you can do whatever you want for the 30 days, and if you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, we'll just cancel you out, and you won't be billed anymore.
Okay.
And you'll get a refund for that first month.
Okay.
That's the way I would approach it.
All right.
Because it's, you know, it's take us around the block, drive us, test drive us for 30 days. Go use the dental plan. Go use the vision plan for 30 days. If it doesn't do what we say it does, cancel it and you get your money back. Because we do have a written guarantee, don't we?
Yep.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Yeah.
Next question, please.
This is, hello.
Hello.
This is California.
Uh-huh.
My question is relating to the coaching. Does it cost anything to get on that coaching team?
It's only going to cost your time and your phone calls to call in on a conference call.
Okay. All right.
I'm not charging you a fee for the coaching.
Okay, because most outlets, they charge you like some kind of fee for personal coaching.
Absolutely. In a previous life, I've been involved in the network marketing direct sales arena for a long, long time. To get the kind of coaching that you're going to be getting over the next, you know, training classes that we're doing would cost you a minimum of $1,000.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Uh-huh.
And it's not going to cost you a nickel.
Okay. Thank you.
Might take donations, though. No.
Mike, this is Alfred in Los Angeles.
Yes, sir, Alfred.
Hey, how you doing?
Super. I'm getting better.
Great. Good to hear that. But just a question about the I am in the game. That's the one that has to be for the unlimited leads. That's
correct.
Has to be RSD and above, right?
That's correct.
Now, what if I have some brokers who are I'm trying to encourage them? They're getting close to RSD, but they're not there yet. Can I turn them off this? Do they have to wait till they are?
Have to be RSD to qualify for the unlimited leads because they got to prove to me that they can handle the leads once they get them.
Okay.
I think that's a fair step to get the RSD and then get unlimited leads.
All right. So is there a timeline by when
nope.
the female should be?
Just as long as it's within my lifetime.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Next question.
Mike, it's Stacy Perez.
Hey, Miss Stacy, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Super good. Congratulations on your success. You're
Thank
in the top
you.
10 again.
Thank you.
You're just doing an awesome job. We're proud of you.
Thanks. My question is this coaching program, is this open to everybody, even if they just started yesterday?
Yep.
And also, is this something you're going to be offering ongoing?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, because we can actually use that as an incentive to help people who have never done anything like this before to actually be trained and coached by taking part of the program.
Yep. Our goal is to build the most successful sales organization in Ameriplan, period. And you do that through personal development. And a person, you know, only requirement is a person has to be committed to stay in the game, to stay on the team, and fulfill the obligation that's asked of them. You don't want no wimpy whiners in the deal.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hi, Mike. This is Sharon from Baltimore.
Uh-huh. Go.
I was wondering, when were you planning on starting the coaching team?
Probably be starting the week after, Anaheim.
Okay.
Maybe the week before, because we won't be back from Canada until the 26th or 27th. So it'll be started the week after that. And depending on how many people sign up, well, you know, there'll be some day classes, some nights,
okay.
just depending on how many people sign up. But You know, there'll be some days we may do a 3 o'clock class on Monday at 3 o'clock. It may be Monday at 5 o'clock. It may be Monday at 10 o'clock. We'll just have to put a team of people together and find out who's really seriously interested.
Okay, yeah, because I still work my full-time job during the day, so I'm definitely interested in doing that and committed to it, but it would have to be an evening class for me. So
that's fine. We'll have both.
You're going to have both available?
Yep.
And it's not individual coaching. It's going to be group coaching?
It's going to be a group of six people.
Okay. Okay.
Six to a class. And you're going to have to, like I say, it's going to be geared up to where you're going to have homework assignments to do.
That's great. That's fine.
Okay, and you will be held accountable.
I understand.
And
that's not a problem.
Right.
I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make the business go.
And if a person can't be held accountable and they can't follow instructions and they don't see themselves doing that, that's okay. We love you anyway. Just don't sign up for the personal coaching.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Okay.
Mike, this is Anna McDonald.
Hey, I like that last name.
I do, too. Thank you.
Do you spell your last name E-I-E-I-O?
Yes. I like it most of the time when I say it.
That's the way I spell it.
I know it. But anyway, I would want to know when the medical plan will roll out to which states or when.
Uh-huh.
Actually, is it just in Texas for now?
It's only in Texas for now.
Okay.
And I don't have any clue on what the forecast is as far as unrolling out more stuff.
Okay.
Not a clue.
All righty. I hope to meet you one day.
Well, I hope to meet you too.
Cousin.
Next question. Well, it sounds like we've got through the limit then. Well, kids, I appreciate the opportunity to be here once again. I'm going to tell you from my heart, every Ameriplan broker is the most important person in our business. We are not dependent, you are not dependent on me. I'm dependent on you. You are not an interruption of my work. You are the purpose of it. Our service is a favor. You favor us by allowing us to serve you. Bring us your needs. It's our privilege to handle them. And I want to thank each and every one of you again for being on the team. God bless. Take care. And we look forward to seeing y'all. Now, next Wednesday, kids, I'm going to be in Canada. So I don't.